With elections now exactly 3 weeks away, Republicans and Democrats are converging on a similar and familiar message. It's the economy, stupid. Today, the Republican National Committee sent a memo to its campaigns, reporting that GOP polling shows the economy is the top issue for voters. Democrats are also focused on trying to convert economic unease into votes. Today, the top Democrat in the House, Richard Gephardt, accused President Bush and his Republican allies in Congress of playing politics with the economy.
The fact is, America faces a clear and present danger to the economic life of working families. But all the President and the Republican House have offered is an extremist ideology of trickle-down economics and ineffective gimmicks.
House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt talking today about the economy. I'm joined now by Peter Hart of Hart Research, who does polling for Democratic candidates, and by Republican pollster Bill McInturff of Public Opinion Strategies. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Does this message about the economy, gentlemen, jive with what you've been hearing from voters and seeing in your polling research that indeed the economy is the top priority?
This is Peter Hart, and I would tell you from our point of view, we've certainly seen the economy as front and center in terms of the American public opinion, and people are hurting. And it's a different kind of downturn than we've seen in the past. It's not only unemployment, but it is the sense of where people are on their retirement savings, how they are doing financially. And as the New York Times CBS poll showed, for voters, many of them feel that the president has not really paid enough attention to economic matters.
Bill McInturff?
Well, there's no question. I think any pollster you'd speak to would tell you that Americans say the economy and jobs is the number one issue. I have a little bit different take, of course. We are in a really unusual period because typically if economy and jobs was going to be the number one issue, that's not always the strongest environment for Republicans. But instead today, Republicans are tied in what we call the generic vote. We vote Republican or Democrat. We have a president who has 60% plus job approval. The people aren't blaming the president. They're not blaming the Republican Party. And what they're saying instead is they think the economy is soft because of September 11th. And because of the normal business cycle.
What about the Republican Party? Let me jump in with this, Mr. McInturff, about all the corporate scandals that we've seen this year. Just today, another former CEO, in this case Sam Waxall, of ImClone, has pled guilty. Is there no attachment between these corporate scandals and the Republican Party?
Well, in our focus groups, people have plenty of blame to go around. They blame both parties. Because they don't, and what they say is, look, both political parties take a ton of dough from corporations, unions, and special interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for that reason, it's been difficult for the Democrats to get a clean shot in and make this a strictly Democratic issue.
Peter Hart, you mentioned the CBS New York Times poll that showed that a majority of voters think that the White House and the Republicans are ignoring the economy to focus on Iraq. How is that likely to play out?
Well, couple of points. First of all, you can tell that we're talking 21 days from the election because you can hear Bill McInturff, who is so good, sort of spinning everything in terms of this is not a problem or we're perfectly past that. And what it really comes down to is that when you ask voters who's really more concerned about the average person and who's more concerned about the corporate interest, the numbers are overwhelming that the Republicans are seen as part of the corporate interest in big business, and that's happened in many elections, and the Democrats are more in terms of the average person. And I think there's a second element that we've also seen in the polls that we do with Robert Teeter for NBC and the Wall Street Journal, and that is that Americans really basically are looking for a balance. I mean, this is a period of time when I don't think they want to give too much power in any direction to any one person or to any one party. So it's balance as much as anything else.
Peter Hart, there was a time when voters' chief concerns were presumed to be around prescription drug benefits and health care and these kinds of issues, which are strong ones for Democrats. Is there any bounce any longer to any of these concerns?
Those concerns haven't disappeared. They've obviously not been on the front page because we've been talking about national security and the war in Iraq. And at this stage, when you talk to the voters, out there, both in focus groups and through surveys, you still find the concern on prescription drugs and who is going to look out for me, concern about education and concern about Social Security.
Why isn't Iraq having as much punch, if you will, in looking at the election as the economy? Is it because people are voting for things at the congressional and Senate level and in more regional elections, and this is seen as a big picture, a presidential or federal decision?
Well, it is Peter Hart, and I would tell you it's not that the foreign policy or the Iraq issue does not count. It is that I think for the voters, it's hard. It's a hard one to sort of choose Democratic versus Republican. And on the economy, there's obviously a pretty clear difference of opinion, especially where it relates to the Bush tax cuts.
Bill McInturf?
Well, the answer to the question is the war. The possible war is an issue. It's a big issue. If you ask people what's the most important issue of their vote, the first issue is economy and jobs, but the combination of Iraq and the battle on terrorism is clearly the second set of issues most concerned of the country. And the debate we had in the last 2 or 3 weeks about the war and the support of war vote in the House and Senate hurt, I think, the Democrats in terms of the perception there's no difference between the two parties. And I think in terms of core Republican voters, it strengthened their resolve to vote Republican. And it's clearly been a couple of weeks that prevented the Democrats from trying to hone an economic message and get that delivered in this cycle.
Thank you both very much.
All right.
Okay.
Bill McInturf is a partner and co-founder of Public Opinion Strategies. Peter Hart is the CEO of Hart Research.